Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. We're starting a few minutes late, but I think it's chaotic in our household, and it might even be chaotic at BBS, and it might even be chaotic at your place. What's going on out there in your world? Mercury's retrograde, so we hear, but it's supposed to be kind of a challenging one. I don't know if it challenges us if we let ourselves go in deeper and get kind of a sense of who we really are, how we did things before, how we're letting them change, how we're unfolding. I think it's just a kind of retrograde, retrospective. It's a little bit like Saturn return in a way. At least right now it seems that way. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with a whole wonderful group of guides and angels. And I want to work with you and your guides and angels, and so I want you to be calling in. And when you call in, just let me know what's going on in your world, and we'll like to do some energy and do some energy shifting work. And those of you who are listening, and you don't call in maybe, someone calls in. If you have any of the same stuff going on, lo and behold, you get shifted too, as if the energy movement for that person is also specially designated for you. I love that part. And this is the part of the show, this is the show I do to offer my services, and essentially for free. And I like to do this common meditation because it helps us all develop a coherent field, and that means that you and I and everyone is resonating at a higher frequency level all together. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. There's a whole series of books called The Arcturian Chronicles. And, oh, they're so good. And that's how they end. I think that's how the fourth one ends or something. Change the energy, change the reality. So when we're, those of you who play the guitar, you know what a capo is. It's the thing you put on the neck of the guitar. And as you slide it up, you can play in higher and higher keys. So I often think we're kind of in our meditation, we're putting a capo on our own vibration, our energy. We're raising our fields and frequencies all together. And when you do that, it's amazing that a lot of things can change. So it isn't about who has the high frequency. It's about you and I and many of us knowing that we're an empathic species. And as such, we want to capo up or raise up our field and frequency. We want to catch one another's higher fields and frequency. We want to release the denser ones, the darker ones, because they keep us repeating our patterns. And then we want to transform them and do kind of that spiraling up, that radiates at a higher level so you and I can create the reality we want. It's kind of turbulent in the species right now. It's kind of turbulent in our whole collective, whether you look at the politics of life, the financial of life, whatever, and the way people are getting along all over the world. It's really something. And, I don't even want to go into politics, but there's a whole lot of stuff that we don't know who's doing what because there's all this kind of subterfuge and there's the social networking, communications, and nobody really knows where they're emanating from. And then there's, in quotes, terrorism, and nobody quite knows where it's coming from or where it's going and who's the enemy and what they're trying to do. So we have a kind of a clandestine trauma going on. But I'll tell you what, if you raise your fields and frequency, you can even impact the weather. So what we're going to do today is raise our fields and frequencies. On Tuesday nights, I do Paradigm Shifters, and I hope some of you, I know some of you did because I got your emails, but some of you heard the Eric Pearl interview. Eric Pearl is the guy who devised, the reconnective healing. Let me see, I think he calls it the reconnection. Anyway, he got some information through by some channeled material that came through some of his own clients as a chiropractor and developed the system called the reconnection or reconnective healing. And oh boy, and all it is really a method of bringing through higher fields and frequencies, which are being downloaded out from the universe these days anyway. So what we're going to do is learn how to, we're going to at least attempt tonight, to learn how to receive those kinds of energies, to feel those kinds of energies, to assess them, to assess in our body mind how your energies are and how to move them. Years ago when I was first channeling and so on, I was writing, I never did finish that particular book, but I was writing about how in my development of my own energy system, I was always calling up the healing. So I would call in certain fields and frequencies. Now, Eric Pearl has set up a system that's a lot more refined, and there are others doing it as well, meaning it's more specific, more detailed. He's arranged it in a whole lot of detailed ways, and he uses it to do some healing. And if you change a person's energy, you can change their reality. It's pretty exciting. So let's all do our meditation together and change all of our energies inside ourselves. We'll do some distance healing for people outside of ourselves. And when we do it all together, we radiate back and forth and we empathize with one another's increased frequencies until we're all pulsing away. And I've heard from a number of you that you really feel lifted and you really feel expanded when we do that. And you know what? That's exactly what we want. That's what we're trying to do. So let's, remember I said I do calling up the healing. Let's call in, how will we start this? Let's call in some of the new frequencies. Let's call in some of the new frequencies. Good. Can you feel that? There's kind of a buzzing that comes in. Now let's call in the vibes. We're playing at this tonight, okay? Play with me here. And if you've got any pain, you can send this energy into wherever your pain is, if you can stand that focus, because that can really amp up the density in there and just really get it to transform. Don't hurt yourself, okay? So what we're going to do is call in the violet flame, the violet flame. Good. And there's a color of frequency. All the colors of frequencies have a different message. You know, they're not contrary to one another. The only time you get really a lot of dissonance that you can tell by color is when the colors are murky or dull. You know, then you know, like if it's red and it's very dull, then it has a lot to do with kind of holding on to the material and really like being defensive and suspicious, that sort of thing. But if you brighten it up and brighten it up and brighten it up, it's a highly charged rapport with being an animal and being a creative, transformative animal. You see the difference? One of them is kind of stuck and it vibrates slowly, but you raise the field and frequency, you still have red, but it really has an impact on how you go into the world and manifest your reality. So let's call in, close your eyes, and let's look above your head, and we're going to see up there a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. Oh, it's bright. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then you drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball into the lower golden ball. And it's running right through your spine. Good. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with this point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And push them together, so base to base. They create an eight-sided structure. And inside that, create a beautiful crystal ball. And the outside edges nudge the inside edges of your structure. A lot of colors in that beautiful spectral presentation. And inside of that, there's a star, a beautiful star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside that, remember, because you have that filament of light running right through your spine. And now I want you to spin, 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 spin. Oh, my goodness. And spin. And as you spin and spin and spin, look in front of you, there's this amazing, magical screen. And on the first, we're going to put some of our own movies on this screen. A lot of you are familiar with this. The first screen is going to have you becoming who you want to be. What is it you want to become? slip through different dimensions at will and be conscious about that. I know when you shift dimensions, then it's like reality is entirely different. Well, on a lower level, here on one plane, we can shift enough to make our reality look quite different from day to day. But I want the kind where you can actually go to different dimensions. So join me with that, or whatever you want to create yourself as being. And as you see yourself becoming able to do that, wrap that in light. Good. And move it over to the side. And now the second movie we're going to create is you creating a project that you really want to do. What is the project you want to do? Okay, now see all the resources, the people, the time, the money, the place, all of it coming together, just flowing to you in the right timing for everything you need to create your project. Some people want to do home and family, have a baby, whatever. Some people want to do world travel. Some people want to make a movie. Some people want to build a house. Some people want to, it doesn't matter, do time travel. See all the pieces coming together to bring your dream into fruition. Okay. And as the pieces come together, come on, you want to feel and experience all this happening, right? You want to feel it as if you're actually there. Good. Excellent. Now, when you feel like you're getting your project, here it is. It's my beautiful vision, and it's absolutely working out. It's working really well. Now, wrap that in light, and then move it over to this. Oh, no, I forgot this part. When it's working really well, you want to then stop for a minute and see all the resources coming, and all the time, and the interest, and the people, and the resources coming. So your project will keep going, and see it and feel it. Good. And then when you see that it's able to sustain itself, wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now here's some of your favorite parts. Open the Galactic Healing Center, and this is a healing center where your own guides and angels, the ones that are healing, stand around in a circle around this healing table in this magnificent healing center. You can decorate it any way you want. And the first person to come in and lie on the table is you, or me in my case. So in you come, lay down on the table and look around at your healing guides. Who are they? Good. Oh my, mine are lovely. They're very colored tonight. Let's see, because I was calling colored frequencies in. They always look a little different. And then you tell them what it is you're wanting to work with. Good. And if you don't know what you're wanting to work with, ask them. They'll tell you. Okay. And then feel that they're working on you to help you. It might be mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. What is it happening to your body, mind, as you lie there? Good work. All right. And when you can really feel the energy working, wrap that in light and move it over to the side, and you know that the energy will keep working on you whilst we bring in someone else. So set up a fresh table, and that healing team can replicate themselves and stand around your fresh table. Look at the lights in the room. They're kind of diffused in beautiful colors, right? Now, who comes in this time? Okay, so there's somebody coming in. She's got a lot of, she's a little bit overweight because she can't move very much. She's got really very, very painful legs and something across the pelvic, the upper part of the hip. Really painful. And so she comes hobbling in and climbs up on the table. And they help her because they're magical, right? Whoop, she's up on the table. And they start working on her. Now, the thing about the hips is that they hold in your subconscious, the pelvic area, even if you're a boy person. They hold in your subconscious. And she's got a distorted spine hip rapport. I guess it's degenerating right at the point in the right hip entering the spine. Now, you don't have to have exactly what she has in order to receive some healing for this. Just to relate to somewhere where your bones are intersecting and the muscles are flagging at that point. And they're working with her. Now, in her case, there's an attitude. I could see it kind of in her stomach area. And they're working with her stomach area. Now, I don't mean the belly. I mean the stomach, the solar plexus area, where she is very, very disappointed from being a young girl. She's probably in her mid-years now. From being a young girl, she's been extremely disappointed in who she is. Sounds like an authority voice to me. Very disappointed in who she is. Now, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that's an attitude you should deal with if you can find it in yourself, because it's really distorting the way her energy fields move through her body-mind. Let's see if it can help her. There you go. That's right. Now you see, once we get it moving, that stagnant energy in her legs can start moving. It's really quite amazing, isn't it? And the guides and angels are talking to her about her brain, her attitude, and how she was mesmerized. This is an interesting thing for all of us to think about, how she was mesmerized by the tones, by the vibrational presence of certain kinds of authority when she was young. And she took that on as truth. But we're an unlimitable species. And it's really amazing. Yeah, they're pulling out all kinds of interesting frequencies, like old fur balls from her brain. Yeah. That's perfect. Now, she should be burping right now. She's not. I am. Say thank you, Veronica. What a good service you give. And now we're going to let that keep doing and stewing. This lady has really gone through a lot here. Wrap it in light. Wrap that whole scenario in light. Move it over to the left. And we're bringing in a small, we're bringing in a whole other healing table, and our healing team is going to replicate themselves. We're bringing them in as well. Okay. Now, this is really interesting because this person, this is a small person. I think it's a, this is a person who has had a defective, is not as young as he looks, but he's got a defective kind of spine. That's right. And it hurts just above the, looks like, again, it's on the right, but this time it's above the waist. It's a kind of a scoliosis. And what we're going to ask the team is going to give us some kind of information on this person. And they're saying what he's done. Oh, I see. So what he's done is he's kept himself feeling that he's small and distorted. They want him to move some of the attitudes in his own mind and his own brain, because he's sad about his shape and he's sad about his limitations, and that's one of the first steps he leads with in his plane, on this plane. There it is. And they're asking him, it's not about his spine anymore, it's about his heart and how sad he feels. And they're saying he needs to take that sadness, pull it out. Pull it out, because sadness is just a vibration. And to maintain it and make it as the filter that he looks at life through, that's difficult. There's smooth area. He's smoothing him out. Now, for all of you at home, we'll say the healing team will work with you if you'll go in and find your own, find an attitude that you carry through to everything. Maybe it's fear of yourself. Maybe it's a deep resentment. Maybe it's a mistrust. Try to find an attitude that you've been carting along with you most of your life. And we're asking the team to help you move that. You have to relinquish it, okay? Good. And all through the show, you can tap back into that, and they'll help you with that, okay? They might even help you in the middle of the night if you want that. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side. Now let's bring in a fresh healing team, and this is our great big political scenario. Seems like there's a lot of fear for the safety of the planet right now. Like I said, that the fear of people undoing power bases, the fear of corruption. What is it we're going to look at? We better narrow it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got this guy named Snowden who revealed a whole lot of stuff about the government security peering in on people through all kinds of systems, on individuals. And what Bob told me is that Snowden says that in his research that it's even worse in Britain. I'm going, I don't really care where it's worse. Let's just take a look at that whole issue in the human psyche. Let's just take a look at all of that, peering on each other, separating one another. That's it. That's what we're going to look at, is the whole thing of separation as opposed to unity, and how the separation is destroying our possibilities on this planet quite a bit. I think we'll get beyond it, but it's really been painful, hasn't it? So what we do is we go into, we gather as many of the people as we can find, and we put them on this healing table, which, of course, is magical, so it can hold millions of people, probably billions at this point. Find all kinds of people that are key, people who are making this security, this looking into other people's lives possible. And what we're going to do is call in some of the most beautiful purple, violet, and apricot pink radiances and have them come in and move up through the perineums or the feet and legs and perineums way up into the brain of many, many of these people that are in positions of making decisions to peer into the lives of other people. Honestly, they call it security. Okay, so that we're going to infuse our populace with a great deal more integrity, consciousness, to move for the sake of many, for the sake of everyone, for the sake of the collective. How's that? We're going to keep infusing some of these beings. And I see some of them being really full of knots, like they don't want that. And we keep sending this beautiful energy, this lovely, lovely. I see purple, violet, and orangey-colored radiances up through. There we are. And we got some of them. Mm-hmm. And that we want to infuse them with the potential for working from the highest order, because all of this other stuff is based on fear, isn't it? And then wrap it in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now let's call in this beautiful apricot. It's kind of a salmony, pinky apricot color. And call it in, plus some of the other new frequencies from the universes, and have them come down into the top of your head. Spin round and round in your head, down through your neck and into your heart. Back up through your shoulders, down your arms, into your hands, so your fingers tingle. And now I want you to take those beautiful hands full of frequencies and pat all over the globe, anywhere that people are sick, dying, where there's fracking, poisoning of the earth, where there's oil spills, where there's injustice and corruption and slavery and war, and pestilence, and GMOs, and all of this stuff. All over the world, you keep moving your hands around and pat all of these places that you can see and think about. Just pat it and infuse the whole world with some of this amazing transformative energy. Good job. Can't you just feel it? And have that beautiful light go round and round and round and round our planet, round and round and round our planet, till it's just pulsing with miles of beautiful energy. Then it comes back up your hand, your arm, spins around your shoulders and your heart, back up your shoulders through your neck, and straight up through your head, curl around and around in your head, and goes way out into the great central sun. Yay! And then it comes back down, shoots through your head, through your body, goes into the earth, into the core of the earth. Good. Clap for yourself. Turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. And now come back in and jump into the star tetrahedron and start spinning and spinning and spinning. And now you get to call in and tell me what's going on in your world. I know a lot of you out there are going through some amazing things. And if you're anything like me, you're going through a bit of confusion right now. I think it's the energies, it's the changes, it's the number of distortions that are going on that are maybe being, perhaps we could say, released from the human consciousness. Call in, and here's the number, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I'd sure love to hear from you. Once again, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with my guides and angels, and we like to work with you. And I know that some of you do listen to Paradigm Shifters. Paradigm Shifters, we're just talking about people that are imbuing the collective of our species with all kinds of high-frequency energies. As it is happening, there's all kinds of people all over the world that are really making a difference these days, and that's what we want to talk about with them. And I'd like to talk with you about how to make a difference with your life. Now, what I'm seeing is a woman who's really, really, oh my goodness, this woman has a lot of pain. Again, I don't think it's the same lady we had, but she's got a lot of pain in her hips, in her belly, in her legs, and in her head. And yet this woman has strong intention to really make a difference, to be loving, to be giving, to really help people. And I'm watching her, and I'm going, okay, so let's take a look at a lot of you out there. There's a lot of, as I pop around and I look at who's out there, I go, there's a lot of people with leg problems. Take a look at yourself. Do you have any problems with your legs? I do. I've got a knee problem. Maybe that's why I'm obsessed about legs and hips right now. But it's interesting because we're talking about life changing amongst people. And what I'm seeing is people with hip problems. How many people do you know that are getting artificial hips? I'm seeing people with hip problems all over, and I see hips as kind of enclosing where we hold karma, subconscious, everything left over, right? Plus, when you're young, it's not quite the same. You're still holding karma and subconscious. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. But I'm just thinking, isn't it a really good kind of an image when you think about wanting to change our species so it can be a win-win for everyone? That we be changing what's in and around the hips of our body and our legs, which are our understanding, holding us up, support, structure. I'm so glad you called in. You're on the air. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. How are your hips, Jaya?
A little achy.
Really? Yeah. Did you get that kind of comparison, that the hips and the subconscious on the planet?
Yeah, I missed a little bit because I was calling in.
Well, that's fair enough. How are you tonight? So what can we do for you?
Well, I called in last week, and you saw that I was in a big turning point.
And it hasn't quite turned yet.
It hasn't physically manifested, but the feeling is there.
You know what I want to say about Jaya? You've been through a whole lot lately, but your consciousness, your mind, is moving very fast right now. Have you noticed that? There's a perception in you that I don't remember seeing before. You've got a bigger picture or something.
Uh-huh.
Now, You have you found a place where have you found like a group place or a place where you can be both a participant and a contributor and be your own power?
No, it's still in the etheric.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's okay. I think I'm gonna stay where I am for a while.
Oh, good. You worked that out?
I'm working on it. You said last week that I was going to be getting an influx of money soon.
Yes. The only problem that I have with that is I'm not always good at time.
Right, right. We know that.
Yeah.
But it does.
But it looks to me like you're going to be involved, even if you stay where you are for a while. You look like you're going to be involved in a group thing, which is good, where you participate. You know what I mean? It's like a win-win for everybody involved. It's not a home for lost souls.
Right, right. That's my dear desire.
Yeah, and it seems like your ability to manifest that is coming up. And you haven't got your influx of money because there is money. There is money coming.
I feel it coming.
It may not, honey, it might not be from the source that you're counting on. It may be a slightly other arrangement of where the money comes from. And again, we keep seeing like a consortium or a group of people where there is some financial support in some way of creating a project. Well, I know you want to do community, and that could be it, because it looks like it's a mutually empowering situation for all the people involved.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's only like 4 people, 5 people or something. How does that sound?
And it sounds good, and just recently, the idea of creating this in Ecuador has come up.
Oh, wow. You and Snowden?
Pardon me? Oh, Snowden. No. Separate.
Excuse me. Would you want to go there? That would be kind of exciting, wouldn't it?
I've heard that they're great expatriate communities there, and it's easy to live there. It's inexpensive. It's very pristine and pure.
Well, you know what? I like the idea. I think that's a really wonderful adventures are good, aren't they? Adventures are really good. But I also see, Jaya, that I think you're going to be not very far from where you are now.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be okay.
Yeah, and there's something, I know you went to Hawaii and the trip didn't work out the way you thought, but there's still some remnant of connection over there that is going to make a difference for you as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's it's something to do with the group that you were going to be, the guides are putting it this way, that you were going to be evolving with.
Uh-huh.
But there's something to do with that group which hasn't quite completed itself yet. And it will spark a new step for you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's really quite neat, actually. So things are happening, but here's how it looks to me. It looks like things are gelling in a way that we didn't expect it to be, so that the photograph isn't exactly accurate, but all the pieces of the photograph are shifting around at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you look like your guidance is protecting. You're okay. That's what I want to say.
Okay. So there will be financial support for the next 3-4 months.
Yes, that's what it looks like. And I think it's circling around you in ways that you don't quite expect. Not that, oh my gosh, how a surprise. More like think pieces are circling around you and they will land over the next little while. and they'll come through several different people, and it's going to be quite nice. It's a little softer looking than it's been for a while.
Yeah, it feels softer.
Yeah. Sometimes I think retrogrades, do you ever find, you're an astrologer, don't you find retrogrades are sometimes kind of more peaceful?
Yeah, and I have Mercury retrograde in my chart, so it feels kind of like home base.
Yeah, well, I was born in Mercury retrograde, so I guess we're saying the same thing, hey?
Yeah, you are too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we haven't, so I don't feel as badly as some people, but we do have another caller, so if you'll wait just a moment and I'll say goodbye to Jaya, then you'll be on. Anyway, it's wonderful that you call in, and I know you've been through a lot, but you are a warrior S, so enjoy this retrograde.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air. How are you?
Good. Hi, Veronica.
Hi. Who have I got?
You have Catherine from Santa Cruz area.
Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a beautiful summer day here.
Well, wow, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And this is my first time calling, so I'm imagining that I just ask you my question.
That's exactly right. I want to say you have a lovely light.
Thank you so much. Well, I am come next Sunday, I am leaving a house sit situation that I've been in off and on for several months, and it looks like I'm leaving because the owner needs to come back, and so I feel like I'm jumping into the void because I just cannot see what's next for me, like where to live, location-wise, and I've been really staying centered and allowing myself to receive, but for some reason, there's a blank canvas, and I was hoping maybe you could see something.
Do you want to stay in Santa Cruz?
You know, I love this area, and I just feel like, you know, whatever my work is right now, I want to be what's the best for me and humanity, and so I'm open.
Well, Catherine, do you work, like, are you a healer or something? Because the reason I ask you that is because there's something for you that you can devise. Are you a self-sustaining kind of worker?
I'm in process of creating that. Yeah, started a new business that will be sustaining, and I can travel with it. And, so there is sustenance. I'm in process of creating it. It just hasn't completely manifested yet, and it's going to take a few months.
Okay, well, I feel this, that you've got somebody who is not, like, if I look at Santa Cruz and you, I see kind of a triangle. You, something south that's not very far south, and something inland a little bit, and you move through a kind of a triangular shape to connect with your business. One of the places has a good girlfriend, I think. There's somebody that cares about you a lot. And I don't think it's a lover. I think it's a really good friend. And you will go back and forth until you get yourself established. And you might still continue traveling in your work. That's why I asked you if you have a self-sustaining business.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't look like you travel very far.
Yeah, my triangle right now seems to be Santa Cruz, Mount Shasta, and L.A. for family.
That's about right.
Okay.
Do you have friends in L.A.?
I have family. I have a couple daughters and two grandsons.
Well, and who's over, who's in Mount Shasta?
I used to live there, so I have a lot of friends, and it's not a very friendly place to live in the winter, but I certainly love seasonally to be there.
Do you have a good friend there, a really special friend?
A couple, actually, yeah.
But it seems like whatever your job, whatever your business is, you're self-sustaining, you know, is it a healing thing? Is that what you're doing?
Actually, I've just become a consultant for essential oils. So I'm going to be teaching and sharing and doing a little healing work with it.
Oh, I love it a lot. And you can do it anywhere you want, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I just, you know, I guess I have this feeling that I'm supposed to have an aha about where am I supposed to land, because I would love to have a home base, and I have been a gypsy traveling around for about 3 years now, and I guess there's a longing for a home, but it just doesn't seem to be on the horizon or something.
I think your home is going to be in three places, actually, meaning because to build your business, I know you could do all of it online, but there's something about your nature and something about your heart-based relationships where it looks like you'll go to several places on a kind of a regular thing. For example, if you decide to make your home in Mount Shasta, you're going to want to get out of there for the winter.
Yeah.
So you see what I mean? It's like I suspect that you're going to have your home base closer to Mount Shasta than Santa Cruz at this point.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like L.A. would be your home base, but it looks like you'll go down there a lot. There's some place between Santa Cruz and L.A., I don't know if it's Monterey, some place partway down that you're going to go to a lot as well. Do you know about that? Do you know what place that would be?
Been a little attracted to, looking at Monterey and Carmel area, just, you know, for the business.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun, honey. You're going to go to places and really enjoy it. You'll set up your little, you know, your little, I was going to say performance, but you know what I mean, teaching, talking, sharing. And you just already have connections in a lot of these places, and it goes really well. But I suspect your home base is going to be more toward the Mount Shasta area.
Okay.
But you can make me wrong. Pardon?
I've been kind of feeling a little bit of attraction to the Chico Paradise, you know, Northern Sierra area. So just
well, that
sure.
would fit. That's a little bit warmer, isn't it? Isn't that a little bit warmer than Mount Shasta? Yeah.
Yes, quite a bit.
So that would be a bit more your style. I'm not the most photographic, or I'm not great at time or maps. I give you the general gist. So please don't make me right and you wrong when you decide to go where I... You know what I'm saying? Change anything I say.
And
I feel like you're going to have a lot of fun doing this. You know,
you're good. I feel like it, too.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
All right.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Keeping the focus.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your first call in.
Yes, absolutely. And if there's anything else I need to know, feel free to pass it on my way.
Well, just keep us posted, and we'll keep you posted. So big hug.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Isn't it interesting that as we, you know, this thing about home, there's a lot of us who are older, and the whole sense of home is kind of, and Jaya's one of those, is kind of a deepening inside, and there's going to be some sort of bonding amongst people. I don't think we're going to find it that it's so much of an isolated event as it used to be. People kind of hole up in their own little world. I think we're going to find ways of connecting and nurturing one another. And it wouldn't be surprising to me anyway if we had several depots where you can go to be loved and loving and do your business and so on. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And that call was about that. So I want to go back into, before it gets too late, and if you want to call in, I'm really glad. I can see somebody that's standing there wanting to call but being shy. Now, I have to tell you this, I do quite a bit of online radio, and I feel the same way. I'm scared to call in a lot. Anyway, what I see you wanting to talk about is your body, your knees, I think. It's knees for you, and something about your organs, gut aches, gastrointestinal, and there's a lot of fear here. This is a person who, and there's probably about a bunch of you like this, so call in and let me know if we've got you. But this is a person who wants to call in and is feeling older and a little bit hesitant about moving forward, about stepping forward into the work that she really dreams of doing or he really dreams of doing. And the knees are really, really suffering. I think you've got a real swollen knee, probably on the right, although sometimes I'm reversing, I'm mirroring. And I just see the it's really interesting. I see the hesitancy that's coming from your mind. What's interesting is wanting to step forward, but your mind is going, are you kidding? You can't do that. Who do you think you are? It's dangerous, and you're kind of too old, and other people don't want you to. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I won't finish my story right now unless she calls in and finishes it for me. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Veronica. Thank you so much. I called like several months ago. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, you have to know exactly when or it doesn't count, right?
I think October, November.
Mhm.
I don't expect.
What's your name?
You to
is this
that.
Susan? Is that your name?
Oh, I know. I probably said it was KD or Karen.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Is that probably doesn't ring a bell?
It doesn't matter because I don't always remember everybody, but I do remember your voice, and I'm glad you called in. So please fill us
Thank
in.
You.
I'm very excited to hear from you.
Yes. Well, I think you suggested I do some meditation, that I have a lot of buried emotions, and a lot of them weren't even from me. And I was, you know, I've tried to do things like that. I've participated in a lot of, you know, these teleseminar things online, these various healers and the meditations and processes and attunements. Had a couple of mini healings. And recently, a healer who I thought was well-known, I was on their email list, was having specials, so I took advantage of it, and it was very disappointing. I thought it would actually do some energy work and, you know, help kind of pull whatever out, and all he did was kind of tell me to meditate and focus on it and kept asking me, what did I see and what did I see, and I wasn't seeing anything. Anyway, I don't know. You had suggested that I get some kind of healing work, and that you said something about the good ones being a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I should. I don't really know where to turn anymore. I don't know how much progress I've made. I feel like I really haven't. I've been very stuck lately. I hate to say it. Everyone else has been a more interesting call.
Well, what I want to say to you, honey, and of course I have to keep it short because we're going to be hooked off stage in a few minutes, but what I want
yes.
to say to you is your frequency, and this is what we were talking about at the beginning of this show, your frequencies have moved up quite a bit, and I want to say that you're attuning yourself to being able to manifest a lot better. You look. Do you have sore legs? What? How do you feel physically?
My legs are okay. I have more problems with my feet.
Okay, let's just do some energy here. I want to say that you're going to be able to change. You might feel stuck right now, but you're going to start changing things quite a bit. This is June. Let's see. I'm not always great at time, but I would say within a month or 2 months, you look like you start to pick up speed and you start to bring yourself into the kinds of things you're dreaming about. You've already done, however you've done it, with your teleseminars and with your healing work and so on with other people, you've already pushed some of the subconscious confinements. You know, like we have these programs that keep us confined, and we're an unlimitable species. And you're going to find yourself shooting forward, honey, in a short while. You're going to start going, wow, I feel like I'm kind of more powerful. I think things are happening for me. And you've already started the process. Can you feel that little buzzing going on in your body right now?
I felt something during the meditation earlier. I don't know that I'm still feeling anything.
Do not worry about it, because I am, and I'm going, okay, so I'll do it for you. But what I'm seeing is that your energy fields are really wanting to move. And so if I were you, I'd make sure you keep doing your chakras, your meditation. Make sounds, sing right into your feet. But just get those vibrations going. And the other thing is take some really good minerals. Do you take minerals?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm taking the right ones. It's very confusing to me.
Of course it is. There's way too much out there. But I do see, like, my feet I used to despair. I could never stand up very long. Now I'm 100 years old, and I stand up a lot. They don't ever bother me. And I attribute that to minerals, even though I do take a lot of supplements. Because I feel like this. You are going to change over the next 6 weeks in such a way that you won't even know when it started happening. And I want to say to you that it started happening a while ago, but it doesn't really manifest to the external quite yet, but it will. So you're not as stuck as you think.
Oh, is there anything that I should be doing?
If I were you, I would drop into something like doing a breathing exercise every day. Here's one of my favorite ones, is breathing for 10 minutes like this. Okay, in, you suck it in, and then you make your belly big. And then out three times. You do that for 10 minutes and do
all through the mouth?
Yes. I used to say through the nose, but I've changed that because of one of my interviewees. And then you do 2 minutes of rapid panting through your nose. And then you do your, then you do 10 breaths like this. So that's three segments, and I find that that does a really big energy-shifting job, and I want you to do that because you're coming forward, girl. You're not going to be able to stop yourself.
And my body is going to heal as well.
Yeah, I think it is, actually. Things are starting to move for you. Get those feet up and get a little more minerals, maybe some of those liquid ones. And I have to go right now, but I really am grateful for your call.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate it.
Me
too. Take care. So thanks again. Tune into my website, everybody, veronicaentwistle.com. And I'm going to be doing some teleclasses too. We're starting off with a small group. If you're interested, let me know. I think it's Monday night at 7 o'clock, I say I think, because we're fooling around with the technology. But we want to do a trial class on raising the power of your feminine, discovering your feminine and bringing it up into a stronger, more balanced position, and having some fun with it. So we're starting off these classes. If you're interested and you have a specific subject, if you have ideas for paradigm shifters, if you have any feedback on this show or if you want a session with me and my guides and angels, I just want to say tune in to veronicaentwistle.com. And I want to say thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I've really enjoyed tonight's show. And take a deep breath and send out blessings to one another. Many blessings and good night.